We're going to find out about the group Art from Ashes. They empower youth through creative expression, and I think it results in personal transformation, but we're going to hear some of the stories behind that from Catherine O'Neill Thorne, who leads Art from Ashes right here in Denver, Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I made it.
Sometimes you got to fight to get in here in the morning. Believe me, I know.
I have to fight to get up in the morning, so I'm really glad I'm here.
Well, we knew you were an artist, traveling among artists, so we put you on at 8:35 to give the sister a chance, right?
You got a break.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I want you to know that.
You know, when you talk about empowering youth through creative expression, we know you're introducing young people to poetry.
Correct.
And to spoken word performance. You put a mic in these young people's hands and some interesting things happen.
Well, and actually just having them write, some interesting things happen. So basically our prompts are just 3-minute writing prompts. A lot of the young people have never written poetry before, don't really understand what poetry might mean to them. And for us, poetry is a subconscious dialogue, and it's using the language of metaphor. And what happens for a lot of these young people is they get the opportunity to tell their stories, sometimes for the first time, with a captive audience. We really do care. We really want to hear what they have to say.
Catherine O'Neill Thorne, artfromashes.org. Take us back a few years. Before Art from Ashes, you were involved in helping some of the students at Columbine High School recover from their violent ordeal through poetry. How did that develop?
Well, 20 years ago, I was running Poesis, the poetry newsletter and calendar of events for Colorado. I'm a published poet, and I really believe in the power of poetry and the spoken word. And I was working in residential treatment centers. I had developed a curriculum to help struggling youth, and I was working with girls' gangs and probation departments. And when Columbine happened, I went in there to see if I could help, and it was really amazing. We published a book of the youth poetry, and I ended up working once a week for 3 years, particularly with the friends of Dylan and Eric.
Let's fast forward to the present. I guess this was from a celebration back in November when you were 10. Arts from Ashes was 10 years old, and so congratulations on 10 years of working with young people.
Thank you. 7,000 kids later.
Wow.
7,000 kids.
Yeah.
Tell us about PJ.
PJ, we met him at Family Crisis Center, a residential treatment center, and he was in there because he tells his story, so I'm not talking out of school. He tells his story that he was in there for attempted suicide. He was a danger to himself, and he says the therapy and the drugs weren't really doing a lot for him. And when we stepped in and asked him to write his poetry and perform it, he found a release that he had never felt before in his life, and that personal transformation happened through his poetry.
Let's listen now to a clip from PJ. This is from Arts from Ashes, their YouTube channel. Lots of young people letting it rip, poetry style. Let's hear PJ.
Look into the diamond and see rainbows of opportunity. The sun's reflection bringing forth the intensity of a man who has no sanity for humanity. Pick up your weapon and lay down the dream of many while your dream is to make an inception of the dreamers. Pull back the trigger. In every bullet, there's pain. In every bullet, your heart leaks until the last bullet hits your brain.
Just a taste of PJ's rapid-fire spoken word work. It's one thing to write poetry. It's another thing to deliver it in spoken word style.
Yeah.
How do you describe the difference?
One of the things that, well, and honestly, we don't teach poetry. So there's no way that we come to these young people and say, this is poetry and this is how you write it. We simply give prompts that will help young people express themselves and then move them into a place where they begin to speak about themselves with power instead of as a victim. So the difference is that they write really fast, they don't think about what they're writing, and that subconscious story comes out, those desires and hopes and dreams pour out of them. And when they speak at the microphone, they speak with that confidence of knowing this is their unique story and they can't ever be wrong, because when you write from your right brain, you're always right, because you're making it up. So hey,
and it's pretty authentic. I mean,
yeah,
it's
really
the real
is.
The straight up real thing.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Neill Thorne leads the organization Arts from Ashes. Their website, artfromashes.org. You do workshops, and in fact, one tonight
yes.
at the McNichols Building right downtown. 144 West Colfax, I think.
Yes. Typically, we contract out to youth organizations and schools, and we get supported by a lot of grant funding. Most of our support comes from the community, which is what every nonprofit relies upon, is people who care about the work. Tonight is our free drop-in workshop for young people aged 14 to 24. It happens once a week from 5 to 7 o'clock every Tuesday night, and it's supported by Denver Arts and Venues.
Right there at the McNichols Building, 144 West Colfax.
Yes.
Right there in the downstairs big open space.
That's right. There? It's right in Civic Center Park, so it's easy to get to.
So what kind of turnout do you get for this? I mean, a lot of kids, a lot of young people showing up, and how do you address that? I mean, is it...
We do restrict it to 20.
Okay.
And because it's a drop-in, you sort of never know. We work with a largely transient youth population when they're homeless. So
right.
When we work in schools and we have a classroom or a residential treatment center...
A little more structure.
Yes, it's more structured. This is any youth who needs to come and tell their story and then receive the benefit of learning how powerful they are. Anybody can come in and join. So this is a poem by a 12-year-old named Ricardo, and English is his second language. He wrote it in 3 minutes from a prompt, "What dance would you dance with your father?" "The dance my father taught me. You were teaching me how to dance as a dad, like how not to take certain steps. But once I took a wrong step and stepped on your foot by saying no to you, you quickly hit me, so my mom left you. Now my mom is teaching me how to dance, and I want to tell you she is more swift on her feet. I don't have to listen all day just to learn one step. She shows me where I should step, and she taught me the steps you could never teach me, how to be a real man. She taught me every dance by herself. She taught me the waltz, the salsa, and the man dance."